Good afternoon. This is Archdeacon Steve West of the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I'm the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish. We welcome you to this reflection on the seventh Sunday after Pentecost. We use the readings for proper 11, year A. Welcome. The readings today, Isaiah 44, 6 to 8, Psalm 86, Romans 8, 12 to 25, Matthew 13, 24 to 30, and 36 to 43. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise him. The Lord is here and we will worship him. The Lord is here and we will trust him. The Lord is here and we will honor him. The Lord is here and he has called us to give him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are your people, not because we are worthy, but by your grace alone. We are your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are your people, and we have come to praise you. We are your people, and we have come to give you the worship you deserve. We are your people, and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, we confess that everything belongs to you. We praise you because you hold the whole world in your hands. But we worship you because you hold us. We have come to give you glory, to welcome the King of glory, and to invite the Lord of glory to be at the heart of our worship and the center of our lives. We also confess that we have no right to be here. There is nothing in our lives that make us worthy to be welcome in your presence. No reason why you should love us or forgive us. You are the King of glory. You are the Prince of peace. You are the Sovereign Lord. You are also the God of grace. Speak to us, that our praises may flow from this place in songs of joy and lives lived for your glory. Amen.
These are the days of Ezekiel, The dry bone becoming as flesh. And these are the days of your servant David rebuilding a temple of praise. And these are the days of the harvest. The fields are as wide in your world. And we are the laborers in your vineyard, declaring the word of the Lord. Behold, he comes, riding on the clouds, shining like the sun. At the trumpet call, lift your voice, the year of Jubilee, and out of Zion till salvation come. Oh,
let us pray. Almighty God, the fountain of all wisdom, you know our necessities before we ask and our ignorance in asking. Have compassion on our weakness and mercifully give us those things which for our unworthiness we dare not, and for our blindness we cannot ask. Through the worthiness of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And we pray our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness. All to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Wheat and Weeds, Children of the Kingdom and Children of the World. Once again, in our Gospel, we have Jesus presenting a parable in two parts. The first part is the parable, Matthew 13:24-30. And later, Jesus' explanation of the parable for his disciples, Matthew 13:36-43. The parable. Jesus says the kingdom of heaven must be compared to someone who sowed good seeds in his field. While everyone slept, an enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. The wheat grew up and began to bear grain. The weeds germinated and grew as well. The servant said to the master, "Did you not sow good seed in your field? Where then did these weeds come from?" He answered, "An enemy has done this." So the servants asked, "Then do you want us to go and gather them?" The master replied, "No, for in gathering the weeds, you will uproot the wheat along with them. Let both of them go together until the harvest. And at harvest time, I will tell the reapers, 'Collect the weeds first and bind them into bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn.'" Last Sunday, the focus was on the sower. Today, Jesus focuses on the task of the reaper. The sower desired to have a good harvest. Therefore, he selected good wheat seeds and planted them in his field. Sowing wheat was a good use of his land. While everybody slept, there was no thought of the enemy. Therefore, they slept and the field was vulnerable to attack. The enemy took advantage of the lack of watchfulness and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. The deed was done. There was no need for the enemy to stay around. The weeds would do their job. They would germinate and they would grow alongside the wheat. In fact, as the plants grew, the wheat and the weeds would look alike, and therefore it would be difficult to distinguish them as they grew to maturity. Therefore, the decision to allow the weeds and the wheat to grow side by side was the right one. To try to pull out the weeds before the harvest would risk pulling out the wheat as well. The weeds and the wheat would be distinguished by their fruit. At harvest, it would be easy to distinguish the weeds. They could be easily collected, bundled, and thrown into the fire. In the scheme of things, a weed is usually referred to as a useless plant. However, one well-known botanist defines a weed as a plant whose usefulness has not yet been identified. God would not create a useless plant. God has given us the intellect, the knowledge, and the sense of inquiry to determine the usefulness of the weeds. While they are allowed to grow, their usefulness can be determined. Therefore, allowing them to grow until the harvest would give those who are doing the research time to discover their usefulness. God's creation is good. Weeds need to be identified and given a chance to reveal or to have revealed their usefulness. We should not jump to conclusions too quickly, to condemn the weeds to the fire. It is up to God at the final harvest to decide what will be done with God's creation, which has been abused, misused, or misidentified. Creatures whose purpose have not been identified by us. In Matthew 13, 36 to 41, the 12 asked Jesus to explain the parable. Jesus explains that he, the Son of Man, is the sower. He came into the world to sow good seeds, that is, the word of God. Those who hear the word and keep it and strive to live by it become children of the kingdom, God's kingdom. However, the devil, ever present, comes along and plants seeds of doubt, fear, and unbelief in the heart of those who have heard the word of truth. God decrees, let them grow together until the harvest. God allows the good and the evil persons to live side by side. God in love, we are reminded in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 verse 45, makes the sun his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. As the children of the kingdom and the children of the world grow together until the harvest, at the end of time, there is opportunity for the children of the world to change their ways, to become children of God's kingdom. Letting them grow together is an act of love. It provides opportunity for those who follow evil to change their ways. However, the children of the kingdom must be vigilant to ensure they do not allow the evil one to influence them to leave the kingdom of God and follow the ways of the world. Where do we stand today? Are we wheat or weeds? Are we children of God's kingdom, where the principles of justice, compassion, truth, and love reign? Or are we children of the world, where strife, injustice, confusion, deceit, and sin prevail? The Son of Man desires that we live side by side, children of the kingdom and children of the world. To enable the children of the kingdom to influence the children of the world. However, Peter, in his first letter, chapter 5, verse 8, warns us, that is, those who desire to be children of God's kingdom or disciples of Christ today, Peter says, discipline yourself, keep alert. Like a roaring lion, your adversary, the devil, prowls around looking for someone to devour. Beware, disciples of Christ. By daily growing in our relationship with God, with the help and guidance of the Holy Spirit, we will be truly planted in the kingdom of God. We will be doers of the word, not hearers only. We would be able to resist the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and become truly children of God and disciples of Christ. St. Paul, in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verse 14, reminds us that all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. What more can we desire? God has given us the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us to be faithful children of the kingdom, faithful disciples of Christ. We can be certain that there will be a harvest, a great harvest of souls. The question is, on that day, where will we be? Among the weeds or the wheat? Children of evil and thrown into the fire, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth? Or a harvest of good seed, the children of God, who will hear the words from Jesus. Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you give us responsibility which we must exercise, and call upon us to make decisions at the risk of making mistakes. We remember all you have brought to such a test and find themselves on their own. We remember scientists of all kinds who know that the results of their work could be a blessing or curse. We pray that they may be careful not to compromise in evil experiments, that they may put their trust in revealing truth, and that they may keep their integrity in whatever dilemma they may find themselves. We remember those national leaders who alone have access to confidential information and must make up their minds what course of action to take. We pray that they may have just motives, clear judgment, and consistent thought. We remember educators, preachers, leaders, and speakers of all kinds who have power to influence opinion. We pray that they may always remain servants of truth and not try to manipulate people's loyalty. We remember industrialists and employers whose decisions affect the lives of millions. We pray that they may insist upon quality in production and provide good working conditions, that they may be honest in their dealings and never become cynical about power or treat it as a game. So we pray for many who bear the burden of responsibility, that they may accept your guidance and be very wise, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Sovereign Lord of men and nations, we pray for rulers and statesmen who are called to leadership among their fellow countrymen. Give them wisdom to see far into the issues of their time, courage to uphold what they believe to be right, and integrity in their words and motives. May their service to their people promote the welfare and peace of mankind, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, from whom all thoughts of truth and peace proceed, kindle, we pray you, in the hearts of all persons the true love of peace, and guided by your pure and peaceable wisdom, those who take counsel for the nations of the earth, that in tranquility your kingdom may go forward till the earth is filled with the knowledge of your love, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As our Savior Christ hath commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.
I am a new creation, and no more in condemnation.
Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. And we pray that you will have a very rewarding and productive week. And in the words of Canon Mark Kendall from the Diocese of the Bahamas on Turks and Caicos Islands, test positive for faith, keep distance from doubt, isolate from fear, and trust God. And may God bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon you and give you his peace today and always. Amen.